You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
Bros Before Hoes Podcast.
Whoa! Welcome to the new year!
It's 2021. Things are going great. The Capitol has been taken over, and the America's ending, right? Welcome to 2021.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it doesn't feel like a new year. It kind of just feels like the same blob that will end.
I know. It really does just feel like the same as 2020. Not trying to be negative, but, you know, things might get better like the end of this year.
Oh, yeah. I'm not mad about it. I'm just saying that usually when I go into a new year, I have this idea of it's a new year, like something's gonna be different.
Yeah.
But that sounds so depressing, but like,
I know, it's like nothing's gonna get better. Don't worry, guys, things will get better.
Yeah, just, you know, I believe that it's gonna be good.
Yeah.
Well, even though we're in a weekend and like, it's kinda crazy.
I know, I just think it's weird that literally the capital of America, people broke into it and like, now we're just all over it, you know? We're all just like, anyway, back to...
I swear we're all desensitized. Where did our emotions go?
Too much has happened where now we're all just numb. I feel like the last year, so much shit happened where we had to deal with a pandemic, all this stuff. And now it's just like, oh yeah, of course they broke into the government. And there's all this chaos going on, you know? It's just, it's normal.
Yeah, someone needs to create... a place in every city where people can get their anger out because I'm scared.
Oh, yeah. I know.
I want like there to be a room full of punching bags. Then like the people that are really mad, I just want them to get their anger out.
They do have break rooms. They have those rooms, you know, they went to on the house where you just break
yeah.
Shit. I want to do one of those. That does sound satisfying.
Yeah, the most satisfying thing would be it might be expensive, but getting a broken, trashy truck and just banging the window, slashing tires.
That would be fun, destroying a car.
Yeah.
That does sound expensive, though. Also, I think they should have some sort of a safe way to drop a old school TV like 50 floors up. Wouldn't that be so cool?
I think we're on the same wavelength because I was going to say, I want to be Post Malone and I just want to drop a TV out
the
montage.
But like, obviously they would make it so nobody could walk under. It was like completely safe settings because it's like these things we're talking about where you literally pay to break stuff in a safe environment. But somehow they'd have a thing where you can go 50 stories up, old school, thick TV. You know the ones that go back like 2 feet?
Yeah.
And then just watching it just drop and crash. That'd be so cool.
Oh my gosh. We used to have one of those big ones that that would be fun to watch. And I also think there should be a room where you can like, those 50 fire alarms and you can pull every single one.
That would be fun.
50 red buttons because you can press every button.
We've all wanted to pull a fire alarm in public. We've all dreamed of it. I don't care if you claim you haven't. Whenever you walk past one, you always want to pull it.
Oh,
and just
yeah.
Like see the chaos that will happen. So like, I do think they should have a situation. But then if you pull in a fake environment, that isn't fun. I want to go to an actual Walmart and like, pull it, the sprinklers turn on, and just like see all that, you know?
Yeah. Another good idea would be, this is my last good idea, but my last good idea is you go to this room, it's like $25 and you just get to flood a toilet.
Oh,
put
wait,
toilet.
Like, Like shit in it?
No, just like put so much toilet paper on it and keep flushing it.
Oh, that would be fun. Or just like overflow a sink.
Yeah, like why isn't that a thing? I just want to pay $50 and just get that urge out of my body.
I don't know. That's a bad sign that this is the first podcast of 2021. All we want to do is break shit. What's going on? Oh my gosh.
Well, I'm scared because last year we set out these predictions and like, they were wrong, right?
Well, we did a game last year that a lot of people have emailed us about because Jacob is psychic once again. We did a game where we shuffled our music and it was apparently going to be what 2020 was about. And one of your shuffled songs was Home Alone by Ansel Elgort. And we were all home alone.
Yeah, that is really weird. I think my phone's psychic. Whoa.
Bro of the week.
Someone on the Patreon gave us that idea to do it again. And speaking of the Patreon.
Bro of the week time. Bro of the week. Who's the bro of the week this time?
We are Sincerely Sally. Last week we didn't have one.
Last week we didn't even have a podcast.
Oh, yeah. Well, this week is Miles. He sent a story.
Oh, my God. Wait, is that a shadow of a rainbow or did he paint it?
I feel like it's natural. Like, he was in the perfect spot for the perfect time.
I love that. I want to recreate that photo.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can do that. Like, if you get your face in a rainbow.
Isn't there some TikTok photo hack where, like, you get, like, a spear and put it in the sun?
Is it just to edit?
I don't know, but I love it. Thank you so much, Miles, for supporting our Patreon, listening to the pod. You are the first bro of the week. In 2021.
Miles told us a story. He said that in elementary school, his teacher made every student give each other compliments and write them on a piece of paper. This is the summary of the story. And he said that he wrote on the pieces of paper, "Your name sounds like celery," and also, "I don't like you, die in a hole." And
the teacher asked for compliments, but he just went for insults.
They wrote them on pieces of paper, and then they'd hand them to each other, and he got in trouble for it. So yeah,
Didn't he ask, like, am I the asshole or something? Because should I feel bad?
Oh yeah, he did say that. Should I feel ashamed or just cheat as a funny story?
Because I read this email, because didn't he say he was planning on leaving the school or something?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he said I was planning on changing schools. So he just thought like, oh yeah, since I'm changing schools, might as well just be mean to everyone. You know what I mean?
That's funny.
But
okay,
then he ended up staying. Like, that is, his parents failed him. They tell you, oh, we're going to move across the country. And then you think, okay, well, that means obviously I'm going to ruin my reputation where I currently am and be rude to everyone. Because obviously that's what you do.
When you're in elementary school, like, you have this idea where if you go to another elementary school, like, you can create this whole other person.
Everything gets erased from the past. But then he ends up having to stick there. So I want to know more. Was he just known as the dick of the class?
Hopefully everyone forgot about it.
Yeah, I guess you could always just say like, oh yeah, like I was possessed.
That's a funny story.
Classic,
though.
You know, say you were possessed, but.
Well, he said that he, his class went to church, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's someone in the email, so maybe it would work if you went to a church school because.
Oh, say you went to confession.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But thanks, Miles, for being a patron.
Thank you, Miles, for supporting the Patreon. If you ever want to be Bro of the Week, head on over to lucasandjacob.com to enter the sweepstakes.
Da, da, da.
Thank you to everyone who supported the Patreon. What?
It's like a Lunchable sweepstakes. Like, oh, yeah. It's not going to happen. It's kind of a scam, but it's a thing.
The Lunchables. Are they? I still want to win a Lunchable sweepstakes, but I think at 27, that'd be just rude if I won. And all the 8-year-olds are like, we wanted to go to Disneyland.
But if that video showed up my recommended that said like, I'm a 27-year-old that won the Lunchable sweepstakes. and I'm at the Bahamas for free.
And I got to meet the Fresh Beat Band. What happened to them?
Oh, wasn't the Naked Brothers band too?
Well, the Fresh Beat Band were like, they were it. I don't know if you guys, let me just do a quick Google of this.
I honestly don't know what you're talking about.
Well, the reason why I know them so much is because when I was working with Nickelodeon, the Fresh Beat Band was like it. Like, I remember like everyone
didn't they go on tour?
Yeah, they were like this little kids band. They were Nickelodeon, and I'm pretty sure they sold out Madison Square Garden.
Are you joking?
Yeah, because you know, people with kids, they want to bring their kids to do stuff. So the best market is to just be a little kids band.
JoJo Siwa.
Because even
she's
like
not
our
band, but
our sister who has a kid, she brought her kid to like some monster truck thing in an arena where they drive monster trucks. Like that's the way. Yeah.
They probably make so much money from ticket sales.
That's why I'm turning the bro show into a little kid show.
I'm gonna see down. Just
and we could sell out Madison Square Garden. Are you kidding?
Do you guys care if like next episode we talk in like little kid language, like? How was kindergarten?
But the Fresh Beat Band, the summary of the show is four best friends, Marina, Kiki, Twist, and Shout. One's name is Twist and one's name is Shout. Twist and Shout. Get it? Like Twist and Shout. Twist and
Shout.
What
is that from?
Wait, you know that song.
Like, it rings a bell, but what is it from?
That's like just a classic America song.
And
I don't know, just a world song, not even America. You know that song, like, come on, baby, now, come on, baby.
Isn't that from a commercial?
Twist and Shout.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I was going to say, if you don't know
I'm
that
not
song.
Lying. I know it.
Oh, my God.
I do know it.
But it said, the Fresh Beat Band, they perform in turning preschoolers. They teach preschoolers to appreciate music. It sounds creepy, but it wasn't creepy. But,
did you meet them? Please tell me yes.
I never met them. And they were just like it.
Wait,
like everyone
can
was
you
just
show
like
me a photo?
Fresh Beat Band is it. Like they are that they're unfortunately I wonder if they made money from the Madison Square Garden.
For some reason I feel like they for sure got paid, but it wasn't like nearly like what they deserved.
Or I kind of have a theory that they just aren't even real.
Oh, they're just like, I mean, who knows?
Just simulation? I mean, what do you call that thing?
Hologram?
Hologram. Because if I was Nickelodeon, I'd be like, okay, if we're going to make a thing to tour, I don't want to pay humans, so probably just make a hologram, you know?
Yeah, I mean, plus
I'm just
like...
kidding. I'm sure they're real and they are out there and we need to find their Instagrams and support them.
I mean, they might be living in like $10 million houses if Nickelodeon
literally
didn't pay them well.
Oh my God, I hope you guys are all doing great. I'm sure they are.
I know.
They literally performed in Madison Square Garden.
That's crazy.
What have you done?
I know
what have we done?
They probably performed at the O2 Arena in like some, whatever it is.
But I want to share a really wholesome message I got. I got a voice note on my Instagram.
Okay.
And I was going, before I went to bed, I was like, oh, I guess I'll listen to this. But whenever anyone sends me a voice note, I'm kind of scared because remember that one time someone sent a voicemail to our podcast and it was like scary?
Oh, yeah, it was, like, this old guy.
No, but the other one where they said, like, they, like, need to get saved or something.
Oh, wait, well.
Remember when they were, like, screaming and stuff?
I actually don't remember
But please
that.
Don't send us. I don't even know if we should put this. People are going to be like, oh, now we're going to prank them by saying we're kidnapped.
We don't have a phone number right now.
Oh, yeah, but this is just my Instagram.
Oh,
but
yeah,
anyway,
I hate
this,
that shit.
This is the DM I got. It's an audio recording.
You are a fucking bitch.
I just love it.
Did they follow you?
No, they don't follow me. But the funniest thing is I love how like it sounds like they're going to sing it. Like they have to say, you're a fucking bitch. Says, you are a fucking bitch. Like, it sounds like it's going to turn into
is
a
that
song.
Silly?
Just listen.
You are a fucking bitch.
I love it.
That would be a good intro to a punk song.
Oh my.
Saying, yeah, you're a bitch. You pushed me to the ground, but you're nothing.
I could picture that being in a Skrillex song.
I know.
Right before
You're
the beat
a
drops.
Bitch.
You
Damn.
Are a fucking bitch. But thank you for sending me that DM. Yeah. 2021's off to a great start.
We have to do that shuffle on music.
Oh yeah, to find out if
if we predicted.
Well, last time Jacob's predicted stuff, and mine didn't really prove anything, so.
So just going to our songs, we both have Apple Music, and we're just going to shuffle.
And we're going to shuffle, and the first, should we do three songs, determine each of our 2021s?
Wait, three songs?
Wait, I think that's what we did last time, right?
We did.
I actually don't remember.
Should we do three songs?
Yeah.
Yeah, then it gives us more of a chance to be
so
like, what's
do your first three first.
Okay. Oh, okay. I don't even know how this song goes, but it's by Trisha Paytas' ex-boyfriend, Sean's Vandervelt. Do you know how it goes?
It's
Break the Rules?
Wait, it's not even a Trisha Paytas song. It's a song by Sean Vandervelt. And you added that to your library, so don't even pretend. I don't know what this song is.
Let me see how it goes. I'm not joking.
Boo,
it was
this
years
was
ago.
In your library. You're not just a Trisha fan. You follow her ex-boyfriend.
No, I need to see what it's on.
They did have a bop, though. Remember Trisha and Sean's
what?
Song?
What?
No, Playground. Let me take me to the playground.
I'll take you to the party in the hills of Cali.
I
okay,
love that.
Let me see what this song sounds like, because I want to know if I did low-key dance to it.
I want to say it sounds like a bop.
It sounds like
Big Time Rush.
Yeah, like an NSYNC song or something. Okay, that song.
So what was it called? Ex-Boyfriend?
Broke the Rules.
Okay.
Well, I was saying that was Chicha's.
Broke the Rules. What's number two?
Okay, so maybe we are going to break rules.
You keep going through that. You know what I mean? Like, keep
clicking next. Okay, let's do that. Home Alone?
Are you... Jacob, did you add that?
No, I didn't.
Jacob. Are you... Okay, last year, when we did this challenge, Home Alone by Ansa Elgort came up, which we all know we were home alone in the pandemic, in the pandy.
Oh, yeah, the panty.
And then you got home alone again. Jacob, did you plan this?
No, that is really a word, though, because I guess if we're being honest, we probably will have to, like, if you want to be safe, you have to probably stay
And we were just talking about that.
I know, that is really weird. Okay, what's three? It wasn't planned. Save Your Tears by The Weeknd. I haven't listened to this song.
So low-key, like, they're all kind of just like, break the rules. So basically, Jacob's going to break the rules of the pandemic, and you're going to tell people, like, save your tears.
Don't even cry, because so heartless.
That's Jacob's 2021.
Oh, that isn't that. So basically, it's just saying it's just another year of doing nothing.
For you. Well, let's see, for me. For me, it might be a whole different story.
Yeah, let's see.
First song. Oh, No. It's just, the song is called No by Alice in Wonderland. Yeah. I'm not trying to. I know, but Alice in Wonderland. I remember hearing that, like, everyone on Twitter was saying her music was good, and then it was one of those things where, like, I added it to my library, but I never listened. But
that was me with Shawn Vanderwell.
I wanted to fit in with, like, the indie people, you know?
Oh yeah, I didn't even. Is she like a new person or like?
This was like 3 years ago, I think.
Oh, okay.
So No is my first song. So you know, the year, it's always good to just start with No. Like,
I mean, that could be good.
That's true. Next up, Kendall.
Wait, but who is this by?
Kendall by Game Boy.
Oh,
and Aisha, yeah. Nicole Smith. That song's just about having sex with
being
Ken.
A hottie.
So I guess I'm down for that to be my 2021. Just like, it's about just being in the hills and being hot, which is kind of my life, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, at the end of the day.
And then three, Doing It by Charli XCX. So low-key, mine is good. Like, my first song is No, so it's sort of just like, this is the year of No. Like, I'm done people-pleasing, like, No. And then the second song is, like, Being Hot in the Hills, Kendall by Game Boy, and then Doing It.
I think it's kind of like accomplishing your goals.
Because I'll really just, this is the year of me just doing it.
I know. Yeah, yours was good.
Wow. So you'll be stuck in a pandemic, and unfortunately, we're going to be stuck
in a panty.
But,
I feel like I'm not satisfied, to be honest, with mine.
The thing is, you can't redo
it. I was going to say, let's redo it, but I'm not satisfied because I didn't know two of the songs. Like, I have them downloaded, but I don't remember listening to them as far.
Maybe that means, like, stuff will happen to you this year that you'll forget about.
Wait, maybe it's stuff will happen this year. This is my prediction. Stuff will happen this year this is probably just for me, that I've never experienced.
Oh, the year of experiencing new things.
Yeah, not bad things, though.
Okay. Shroomier. I'm just kidding. But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, if any of you guys want to try this, if you have Apple Music or Spotify, click Shuffle. First three songs, that'll be your 2021.
Yeah, someone on Twitter said this last year.
Yeah, I apologize in advance if, like, your songs are... like Unfaithful by Rihanna.
Yeah, I think the thing is that don't take it too seriously.
It is serious, though. Because last year it predicted the whole... It changed the whole course of the year.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
But the beginning of 2021, it isn't all chaos, though. We can't just focus on the negative. There is some positivity, which is that Jeffree Star and Kanye are banging.
That's something crazy.
I'm happy for them.
I was watching Wendy Williams and she talked about it. And I don't know if she actually held this, but she said that Jeffree Star was hanging. She said she made it seem like she 100% knew that they were hooking up, because she said that Jeffree Star is always in what's that state
Wyoming?
That in? Wyoming. But like, she probably just heard someone say that, I'm assuming, so she believed it.
That is crazy, because unfortunately, obviously everyone already knows this is a fake rumor, but
Yeah, I mean, it is funny.
I know. I wish it was real. It's one of those rumors that Kanye said it was fake. Even Jeffree made a video saying, yeah, we aren't banging. I don't even know Kanye, but I just want to believe it to be true, because that would be so funny.
Like, I know.
Obviously, I don't want anyone to get a divorce, but if they're going to get divorced and he just up and got with Jeffree Star, like, that would prove that, like, okay, just life in general is just...
It's also for just funsies, so ironic.
Even though it already is, I guess, but.
Because Jeff Freestyle hates on the Kardashians all the time. So, like, it's basically like Kanye's trying to get back at them.
Also,
if this was a reality.
I did watch Jeff Freestyle's video because it was called Addressing the Kanye Situation. So, obviously, I had to click. And
did he talk about it? Because I just watched a minute of it on
Twitter.
He was
just saying, like, oh, my God, like, I'm everywhere. Like, everyone's talking about me.
That's the but then good attitude.
But then, like, 6 minutes in, he was like, yeah, but it isn't real. But he still got the 6 minutes of watch time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But he showed, like, Wyoming, and I'm so surprised.
Wait, so he goes to Wyoming.
I think a lot of them move there mostly because there isn't taxes, but also just because it's pretty.
Oh, so they, like, file all the money in Wyoming.
Yeah, but he was showing Wyoming, and, like, I'm just so surprised they'd want to move there because it was just desolate. It was like if you're in a small, not even, like, it wasn't even like, oh, they live in Wyoming, but, like, the biggest city in Wyoming. Like, they were in just some, it looked like he was in some small town, like, his house is just surrounded by, like, nothingness and mountains and stuff, which is cool. But, like, imagine going from L.A. to that.
That's crazy. So he has a house there and it just is, like, in the middle of nowhere.
It's what it looked like from, like, me skimming through the video.
So he basically lives, like, two opposite lives. Like, he lives in the city, like, in the middle. But then it's, like, then I can go hide out.
Oh, yeah, in Wyoming. But why the rumor even started is because of Ava Louise made a TikTok with just no evidence, saying that their Kanye and Jeffrey were banging, and everyone just believed it, which I love.
Oh, yeah.
That when stuff like that happens, that's so funny. Like, just no evidence, but everyone just latched onto it, you know?
I know, and, like, I don't even think it's necessary, like, people believed it. It was kind of just like, let's run with it because it's funny.
Yeah, it was more just like, oh, this would make some funny meme, so let's just make everyone believe this is real.
Yeah.
And Ava Louise, if you don't know her, she is the rapper of Skinny Legend Anthem.
She said that, I think she said in the song, all the guys in my phone are ugly and fat, so don't call me.
Yeah, and there's also a rapper featuring on it, a male rapper, and he says something like, all these whores, he calls girls whores, which I haven't heard that in a while, shocked me.
It reminded me of, like, when you were in high school and I was in elementary school. Like, that's how I pictured people to act.
Like, you don't hear anyone really even calling anyone, like, sluts or anything anymore, but whores. Like, that is just a whole new thing.
It just felt like, if someone says that, it feels outdated. And, like, so, to me, like, even though I'm, like, I, like, cuss and stuff, it feels so vulgar.
I know.
Like, it feels like another level.
That's, like, the goal is to find words that aren't, like, so overly offensive, but you can say and it shocks people.
Oh, there is another one, but I'm not going to say it just in case someone is, like, really offended by it.
Just, what is it?
Well, like...
As long as it's not, like, actually offensive.
Is it actually offensive? I don't know.
I mean, obviously, you shouldn't call anyone a whore, but you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. The word that I was thinking of was the C word. So funny saying the C word. Yeah, cunt.
Wait, you think I just triggered people?
No, I just don't want to say it because, like, I feel like some people
that
are triggered.
That word was, I feel like, in 2013, that was, like, the word, but then it kind of faded away.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like if you said it in a song, it does have power.
Oh, Azealia Banks 212? Basically, the C word.
Oh, that's true. She
the
said
C word. I'm not going to say it again, so no one unsubscribes. But the C word basically launched Azealia Banks' career in 212.
Oh, yeah. But, that's so funny saying the C word. I hate that shit.
I know. Like, we're now a Christian podcast. But Ava Louise, she sang Skinny Legend Anthem. Also, you might recall, maybe you saw this headline. She created the COVID challenge earlier where she licked a public toilet seat to see if she would get COVID.
Are you making this up? Okay, so I knew about the toilet thing, but she called it the COVID challenge.
It was just like, will I get Corona challenge? And she was on a plane. And just licked the toilet on a plane. Like, those bathrooms are gross on planes.
I'm laughing because, like, I can't believe, like, like, there's a challenge about, can we get COVID? Like,
and it was right
dumb.
At the beginning of the pandemic, too. Like, obviously, now, like, a lot of people know somebody who has had COVID, and it still is so scary. But this was back when, like, nobody knew anything about it. I think it was, like, in March. And it was, like, we all, you know what I mean? And she was just like, oh, I guess I'll get it for a TikTok. But, yeah. So, this is who we're relying on for this info. Let's play the clip.
Yeah.
Now that Kim's finally doing this, I feel like I can spill the tea that I've been holding on to for months.
She knows
this
stuff.
This whole divorce comes as no surprise. Kanye's been hooking up with a very famous beauty guru. Male beauty guru. A lot of people in the scene have known for a while.
I just love how, like... I don't know if she just pulled this out of her ass, but, like, the confidence in the TikTok of being, like... This comes as no surprise they're getting a divorce. A lot of people in the scene have known about it. It's like, what scene are you in where you're involved with Kim and Kanye?
I know. I just love how, like, okay. You like live in LA and you have an apartment there, and then you think like, yeah, I know every celebrity.
I'm in the
even
scene,
even though you haven't met any of them.
Oh my god! But when we lived in LA, we should have taken advantage of that more.
I know, because like, because it does make it kind of believable. Saying like, I live in LA, like everyone knows him, but it's like there's 6 million people. How would you
like
know?
Back when the Bro Show was recorded in LA, effing Hollywood, we should have been like, yeah, like we're in the scene, so like. A lot of this gossip we're talking about, like, everyone's known about it here. And it's been circulating. But since you guys just found out about it, like, we'll let you know about it.
That's so funny. Like, saying that, like, you live in LA, so you can basically say that you know all these people.
Yeah. I just want to know what Ava Louise's, like, did she actually hear it from someone? Or was it just, did she randomly just think, like, I'm just going to make up something and hope it goes viral, like, when I licked a toilet seat?
Yeah, what I'm guessing is that, like, she knew 100% she was bullshitting, but she just knew how, like, how crazy it sounded. So she was like, I'm going to say it. And then, like, it's crazy that I blew up so
fast. I know. I feel like now she believes it. Like, I feel like if you sat Ava Louise down and gave her a lie detector test, it wouldn't come up as a lie were dating.
Yeah, that's another thing, though, is that part of me does agree with you. Like, part of me thinks that in the back of her mind, she knows it's a lie, but she believes, even when she made that TikTok, she just believed it.
I know. I love it, though.
Wait, oh, maybe she has a friend that hung out with Kim Kardashian once. And she told Ava Louise that, and Ava Louise believed it. That could also be another possibility.
That's true. That could have. Who knows? We'll never know. Who knows? So I did say Shane and... I mean, not Shane. I was going to say Shane and Jeffrey, because they're like so interconnected, you know? Yeah. But Jeffrey and Kanye, they both have denied it. But who knows? Maybe it's true, and they just don't want anyone to know.
Is that
they're banging.
I mean, yeah. So I saw that Jeffrey denied it, but Kanye denied it?
I actually don't. I think
because if he hasn't, that even makes it more true.
But Jeffrey even went on to, before he denied it though, he did make sure to post an Instagram saying I'm ready for Sunday service, because Kanye's like a preacher now or whatever.
That is funny.
So he did capitalize on it before. I feel like I'm surprised like he didn't just let it go for 3 days.
Oh yeah, because with me, like I'm just picturing if this happened to me, like. Part of me, I honestly think, would never address it. Just like, because Maida's like, so I don't even think it's trolling. Like, if you don't address it, it's kind of just like, honestly, it just gives you like more like of like a facade of like, is this real?
Yeah,
what's
like,
happening?
If for some reason we woke up tomorrow and it was for some reason everywhere that one of us was dating Kanye and we broke up Kim and Kanye, I would just make a video saying like, unfortunately, like, I can't talk about that. And like, I don't even want to bring up that part of my life. It's just, I consider it private. But anyway, like, just, I'm not going to make a video about that. And then I would do like 3 videos like that. Like, oh, I'm finally going to tell. But then the video would say, again, like, it's my private life. And I'm not going to confirm or deny. But I just want you guys to know, like, I don't want you to know about my private life. And I'm not even saying that's true. But if it was true, I wouldn't want you to know.
Yeah. Like, I feel like if this happened to me, like, I would plan a part of the podcast where, like, where you would say, like, Jacob, you just have to talk about it. And then I would just say, let's move on.
Oh,
and then that's all I say, nothing else.
And then also say like, can we cut this out? But then we leave it in.
Oh yeah, because it is so clumsy.
Yeah. But since we all know now that you can just make up a fake rumor and it can go viral, like we should in the Bro Show just say stuff with complete confidence and hope it goes viral so we get attention.
I think the person who started this was Donald Trump.
Oh yeah.
Just, like, I don't know if he started it, but like just saying shit that's fake and then people take it as fact, I guess.
Yeah, a fraction of people will.
Yeah, so I guess that's kind of what Ava Louise did.
Yeah, I was even listening to a podcast earlier today when I was working out. I'm not trying to brag, but I was working out. But the podcast was this comedian. She was interviewing like a nutritionist doctor, and he was saying all this stuff, and I was like, wait, is this true? He said like, oh, like it doesn't matter what the nutrition of your food is, just about what you view the nutritionist. And I was like, is this real? Then I Googled it and apparently everyone said he was a scammer and like stuff. But okay. It's just crazy how like people just say stuff with confidence and just people believe them.
This reminds me of one time you told me that you like heard that you were on like Reddit or something, I'm assuming. And then you saw this story about these people that like, these like, like, it was something like these people didn't work out, but like for like for 30 minutes a day, they would picture themselves working out. And at the end of the study, they actually were fit and like had whatever they wanted.
Yeah, I did. That was something I read on Reddit, which I mean, I don't know if it was true, but someone did say, yeah, people had in their mind that they were going to build muscle because like someone, I guess in the study, they told them they would if they drank this like placebo thing and then they actually did grow muscle.
I mean,
so
okay.
Does this shit happen?
Yeah, if this shit is true, like that's basically saying that like every morning I could wake up and just be like, and just, oh, just, oh yeah, just like that study did. I would get a glass of water and say, in this water, it's like, it's all these benefits, like going to make me so healthy. It's going to make all my bones strong. And then like, give me a six pack. And then like, maybe in 6 months,
well,
I'll have a six pack.
Well, I guess it's just the placebo effect, but probably it wears off after a while. Like, obviously you couldn't just think, like, say for example, like someone just gives you plain old water and says, this is going to make you so sick. And it was like a scientist, so you believed in them. You probably would feel sick, but then you just get used to it, right?
I mean, maybe after like a while.
Because think about like, think if you went to a party and like someone said you were drinking vodka, but it didn't have any alcohol. Like, I think you would still feel like drunk because you'd just be like in the moment, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody needs to do an experiment on that. Have they? Do you think?
Should I Google it? That'd be so funny. Like, yeah.
Should I Google it and just hope whatever source we're reading is right?
Oh, I also think if you were at a party and someone like handed you a cigarette and you didn't know if it was a cigarette or weed, and then they said, it's weed, like, wouldn't you probably think you're high?
Oh, for sure. 100%. So, for some reason, there's not... I Googled drinking non-alcoholic beer study. What should I type in? Placebo?
Yeah. I mean, if someone did this to me, I would be pissed, because, like... Well, I'm just thinking about with anything. Like, if someone told me that this thing did something, but they were doing a study on me, like, I'm just like, well, you're not a scientist.
Oh, it says, this is from 2003 on BBC. It says, fake alcohol can make you tipsy. BBC News, 2003. Oh, so maybe the info is wrong and it's since been proved. But it says, fake alcohol can make you tipsy. Simply the belief that you are drinking alcohol can impair judgment and dent memory. Not just mess your memory, dent your memory.
Wait, so is it basically... So is this just saying that, like, that's how strong this... The placebo effect is that if you just believe that you're doing something, your brain will make you think you're doing it.
Yeah, so it says that in New Zealand, they did this, again, like 2003. Psychologists at Victoria University in New Zealand, they said, for the study, 148 students were split into two groups. Half being told they were getting vodka and tonic, and the rest were just getting tonic. In reality, all were just getting tonic. Oh, so half of the group thought they were getting vodka. So they probably put some nasty taste and shit in there to make them think they're drinking vodka and tonic. But in reality, they were all just sober. The research was carried out in a bar-like room equipped with bartenders, blah, blah, blah.
That's crazy.
After consuming their drinks... The students watched a sequence of slides depicting a crime. We found that people who thought they were intoxicated were more suggestible and made worse eyewitnesses compared to those who thought they were sober. In fact, the vodka and tonic students, it wasn't actually vodka and tonic, they acted drunk, some even showing physical signs of intoxication.
Okay, can't believe how strong your brain is, like, to believe this stuff.
And then it says, when students were told the true nature of the experiment, many were amazed that they had only received plain tonic, insisting that they had felt drunk the entire time. I wonder if they would just snap out of it, or would you be like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because if you were believing it for an hour, like, it would take a while to go back to reality, I feel like.
Oh my God, so why are we harming our bodies drinking alcohol and we can just drink fake alcohol?
I know, and then I'm also picturing...
You have to think it's real alcohol.
But could you make rice and broccoli? No, rice, chicken, and broccoli or whatever. And then, like, if you really thought about it, and it's like, this is Taco Bell, it's so good. Like, I feel like maybe.
Well, basically, in that podcast I was listening to, another thing he said, oh, I tell my clients, like, I would rather have you eat McDonald's and love it than eat kale salad and hate it. Because I guess it would be better for your body. But then again, I don't know. It wasn't based on any studies or anything.
With all this stuff like this, this is what always comes to my mind. For some reason, I picture 100 years from now. So, for example, how in present day, we look back at the diet trends in the 1950s. Or not even diet trends, like mind trends. Or like being spiritual trends.
Yeah.
And we usually say, like, they were dumb. So, like, whenever I hear stuff like this, I picture, like, 100 years from now, like, people being like, they believe that? So, like, that's why I'm always like, wait, is this
I know, that is weird thinking that so much of what we think is right might be wrong, you know?
I know, it might just be, like, they might think we're so dumb since, like, obviously we don't have the, I don't know, knowledge right now.
That is crazy, though, that New Zealand study. Because they said some of them were even, like, showing physical signs of, like, being drunk, like, falling and stuff.
I know.
Wouldn't you be so embarrassed if, like, you found out that, like, you, like, thought you were, like, completely wasted. You're like, I'm probably entering a blackout. Like, I just feel sick. And, like,
I mean,
you're, like, being
so
obnoxious, telling all these secrets to people. Then you just found out, like, there was no alcohol.
That just be so embarrassing. Like, these people, I don't know. It just would be embarrassing. For sure.
Wow. But, so you know that if you've been listening for a while on the Bro Show, we've covered that, just going from one weird topic to another, the jetpacker above LA. And he was caught on video on December 22nd. Or she.
Oh, yeah. Or alien.
Yeah, we don't even know. So, unfortunately, you guys can't see the video, but we're going to watch and tell you. So, someone's on a plane, and look, they're showing the jetpacker.
How do they know that? I guess you just
it can either just be a balloon or something, but, like, what is going on? Like, what?
So weird.
I know. Like, then again, like I said, I feel like everyone's just so numb that it's just like, because so much has happened. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and you guys couldn't see the video, but they were flying over the ocean. And when you see the ocean like that, it kind of makes you think, like, the ocean's scary.
You know, there's a community of jetpackers.
Oh, don't some people think, like, at the very bottom of the ocean, there's another, like, aliens down there or something?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And then, like, being on a cruise ship sounds creepy, too.
Oh, yeah. I never have done that. I never have been on a cruise ship. But, like, the thought of, yeah, being on... Because aren't most cruise ships just going from, like, island to island? So they're never really out at sea, like, fully.
Oh, yeah, because what... So when I picture, like, not a scary cruise ship, like, I picture those Disney ones. Well, what I picture... I've never been on one, but I picture it to be in Florida. And, like, for the most part, when you look out your window, you can just see the beach.
Yeah, it's that's like what I picture, too. I picture, like, it leaves from San Diego, but then, like, floats down to Mexico, but you see the coast the whole time.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be scared me. But those, but going on an actual voyage, like a sea voyage on a cruise, like, I just feel like Titanic scarred me. I don't want to be, I wouldn't even get a lifeboat. Is that still the rules? Women and children first? I would just be screwed.
Yeah, if you're about to go on a cruise, like, this obviously is going to scare you, but, like, what if your bedroom was on, like, on a part of the boat? I don't know how they work. The ship where it's, like, underwater, you know?
Wait, does that happen?
I don't know if this happens, but what if you were sleeping and, like, it sunk? And then you'll flood and, like, let's be honest, like, you're going to die because the doors won't open.
Yeah. If you're listening to this on a cruise ship, just, like, don't go to sleep.
Oh, that's scary for those bitches. But I actually think it would
be... I want to go on a cruise at some point.
Honestly, I don't know if I'd ever go on one, but...
I want to, because apparently it's just like, I've heard it's just like a Las Vegas hotel, but in the ocean. And it's just like full of smoke, alcohol, gambling.
There was this, like, I think, no, I thought it was a Netflix documentary, but it was actually just, it was just a scripted movie about it. But there was cruise ships that are just for gay people, I guess. Like, there
was, wait, it wasn't scripted?
So there was this category on Netflix it was called like, I think
gay and lesbian?
No, yeah, gay and lesbian or like LGBT movies.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought it was a documentary, but it was actually a scripted show about the gay ship, gay cruise ship, so I didn't watch it because I wanted to see, like, a documentary.
Oh, I've actually heard about those.
So like, I don't really, I never, like, really heard about it, but...
I think it's just, yeah, it's a bunch of gay people on a boat. And I think, Kesha do one? Doesn't Kesha, like, perform on a gay cruise?
Yeah, she does!
Yeah, just, like, gay people having fun, and then, like, Kesha's also there, like, hey, gays. And, like,
oh,
they all just,
gosh,
like, just on the ocean.
she's like, hello, gay people, like that one TikTok.
Oh, yeah. You know, like or, like, Britney Spears, like, what'd you say, like, people at the LGBT community? She said, I just really support everyone at the LGBT, or she said something like in something that was funny wording. I forgot what
it was. Yeah, because it made it seem like everyone that was part of the LGBT community lived in a house together. That's what I pictured, at least.
That sounds fun, going on a Kesha cruise.
I know. I remember her saying that. I haven't listened to a podcast yet. I want to, though.
Oh, neither.
That was the podcast that Demi Lovato said she saw the aliens on.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I watched a clip of it on YouTube, and she said, like, I communicate with aliens.
But didn't she say more that she, like, saw them? Yeah, because you told me a whole thing, because I heard, and I talked about it in a video on my main channel too, like summarizing 2020, that she meditated and talked to aliens. We talked about that, but then she elaborated on the Kesha podcast, so fill everyone in.
Yeah, so this is what happened on the Kesha podcast. I don't know if I mentioned this on the podcast, but she said that she was in Joshua Tree with her friends.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't mention any drugs, so let's just assume they weren't doing drugs. I don't think they will. Who knows?
Yeah.
But she said that they saw an orb, and then she went up to the orb, and she said something like...
Wait, it was at the level of her head? Like, she just go up to it?
Well, I don't... She said she saw an orb, and it was a friend, and then there was, like, a doctor with her, or something like that. And she... so it was probably a spiritual doctor or something. And then the doctor said, oh, yeah, you can communicate with them. And then she went up to them and said... She said something like, in my dreams tonight, you can come with me. Like, I'm fine with it. So then she said she went to a room, and at that point, she doesn't remember what happened. So she said it could have been a dream, or it could have been like she was literally on the alien planet, but she remembers being on an alien planet.
Oh my God.
So like,
what
I
kind
don't
of
know.
Doctor? Was it just like a pediatrician?
She said something about, I don't know if she said actually doctor, but she said it's like a specialist or something. So it probably was like a spiritual guide or
online,
alien.
3-week online course.
Oh yeah, like an alien.
Oh yeah, I want to meet an alien doctor.
I mean, yeah, I want to know who she's talking
That'd
about.
That'd be fun, just like going to the desert and like you look in the sky and like, low-key, it might be a helicopter, but then it's like, but then just like communicating with it.
No, but the thing about it is that like the reason why it's so weird to me, like Demi Lovato's story, is because when I've drove through the desert, I've never like stayed the night in like literally the middle of the desert. But I picture it to be like creepy. That's why I'm like, are these stories real? Like, I just picture it to be so scary because like it's so open and shit.
I guess if they're gonna be anywhere, it'd be the desert. It just fits their vibe.
Plus, like, it's just in my mind that Area 51 is aliens, and that's in the desert.
The whole desert vibe.
So do you think that, this is another thing that's on Twitter, like people said, if people stormed the Capitol and like, it seemed fine. So do you think that...
It seemed fine.
Oh no, like what I mean is that like...
They got in somehow.
Yeah, like, yeah. Do you think that if we would have stormed Area 51 last year and actually a million people went, I want to know, like, do you think
that
they
crossed my mind during
anyone?
All that? Because like, I just assumed that, of course, if you break into the Capitol and like you're being violent and... You know what I mean? Like, if you just break in the Capitol, period, I just assumed, like, oh, unfortunately, you get shot. Like, I just assumed, like,
same.
It would just be a thing where, like, unfortunately, you all get shot, like, you weren't allowed in here. And the same thing with Area 51. I thought it was, isn't there a thing where, like, if you go past a certain thing, it just says, like, you will be shot?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, you can jump the fence, but then after 50 feet.
So,
like,
is it a thing where, when everyone was going to storm Area 51, was it a thing where, like, they wouldn't have shot them because it just is awkward?
Yeah, because on the Facebook group, wasn't there, like, a million...
Okay, because it's awkward. I mean, isn't that probably what happened in the Capitol? They were like, we're supposed to, but like now it just feels awk.
Yeah, all I'm saying is that I'm not giving any ideas, but I'm just saying that if there actually is, if everyone from that Facebook group went, I'm not going to go because I'm just too scared, but
yeah,
if
also,
half a million people went or whatever, I honestly think they could break in. But
I don't know.
Honestly, maybe they will be. They probably take way more precaution now, but.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know. I don't want to test it, but if anyone else wants to.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to test it either.
Vlog
I just
it.
Don't want to die.
Just kidding. Don't break into anything. That's not right. The Weeknd got plastic surgery.
So I thought this was just for a music video.
They probably can't see that. Yeah, it was for a music video.
For a second, I was like, what?
I actually love how people always say male pop stars don't give us good eras. They're just boring. But The Weeknd... This whole era that he's been doing for this album, he's committed.
I know, he is always in character.
Because didn't he show up to all the award shows with, like, facial bandages on? And he looked like he got beat up or, like... But I guess he was recovering from surgery, and this is the new plastic surgery look. So it's been, like, a whole story.
I know, and now he has the surgery, so, like, he really is putting an effort.
And this is, like,
this,
some
yeah.
Lady Gaga shit. Like, I feel like this is something she would do, like, publicly be in bandages and then reveal that she has, like, this weird facial prosthetics, like...
That's
he's doing
crazy, it because it's all like fake, but he has his own story.
Yeah, so I don't know what the story is, but do you?
No, like I haven't. I like with his last album, I listened to the whole thing. I haven't listened to his new one yet. So yeah, I don't know the story. But
isn't
I
the one
know.
Like In Your Eyes and stuff?
Yeah, but I haven't like with his last one. I listened to every single song, but this one I haven't yet.
We know you guys can't see, but basically he just looks like Fancy Squidward. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like, yeah, just really filled in cheekbones, big lips, and just like such a defined jawline.
And thin eyebrows.
Oh, yeah, that also adds to it.
For sure.
I love it. I hope it is facial prosthetics, but I feel like he should just commit and get it.
I mean, if we actually got that photo, like, that'd be just funny.
I know.
Just, like, wrecking your face.
But can you imagine if this became, like, the norm? Because I feel like 10 years ago, people would see, like, filler and lip injections and be like, oh, my God, what the hell? But now it's just normal. So I think maybe it will be just normal for males
to just look like
fully
that?
Fill in the cheeks and just go to town.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? 20, 30. Almost there.
Yeah. Who knows?
That's so funny. That's what's funny about life. Next up, I want to talk about yesterday. I was on Twitter and I saw Blueface was trending.
Blueface as in Thadiana?
Yeah. Okay. I was home with my kids, Mamiana.
All right.
I'm not about the drama.
Love that.
Yeah.
And then Cardi B did the remix. Everybody gangbang.
Oh, yeah. But... okay, so I saw him trending on Twitter, and I was like, what's happening? So then everyone was saying on the hot Twitter trending thing, saying...
I haven't heard anything about this.
Yeah, it was probably trending for like an hour, but it said like, people were saying like, his Instagram story is like crazy. So I was just like, might as well. Like, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, I'm going to see. I'm curious.
I need to follow him. Does he have... I want to see these Insta stories that trend.
Well, I don't follow him, but I still looked. But yeah, but I was looking, and it was like... 12 stories of him at, I don't know if it was a strip club or like he invited a bunch of girls to his house, but it was like, I don't know how Instagram allowed this, because like, I'm just thinking back to like these girls that I follow on Instagram, and when they like show their boobs, like Instagram takes it down.
Oh yeah.
So like, he was just like showing all these girls, like, shaking their asses, but like, and then there was another, well, I searched on Twitter and I wanted to show you it, but I can't find any clips of it. But it was like one clip that like, I was like, maybe I should stop watching, because it was like him, this girl was twerking on
maybe
him.
I should stop watching. It's just too much.
Yeah, because he was...
Was he at a strip club or something?
I'm assuming. And then there was this girl like twerking with like pink thong. And then like he like, and then he pulled on the thong.
Like, where there's completely showed genitals?
You could see her actual like butthole, like ass. No, and, like,
wait, you clicked on the story and saw someone's literal butthole?
Yes, like this is when I was like, okay. I did watch all the stories, but I was like, what? Like, I don't know. And I'm just like, go do whatever you want. Like, if you guys are all having fun, go off. But like, I just wasn't expecting to see that.
Oh my
that
gosh.
It was just like, and there was like, he showed multiple people that it's like, no underwear, like nothing. It was just like crazy.
Maybe that's allowed on stories, but now you can't post it.
Oh yeah. And then I saw what he was saying about it, and he tweeted and said like, oh, like you guys are acting like this is all crazy, but this is just a normal weekday for him apparently.
Wait, it was just during the week at 4 p.m. like you said.
Oh no, I looked at it at 4 p.m. but
oh, they'd already been posted.
But he said it was a normal weeknight for him.
Oh my God. Blueface living it.
I know. And
like, you're shocked to see a literal just like butthole on the story, but like, that's just his day to day life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And like, and Instagram allowed it, which is cool. And yeah, I just wanted to share that story about seeing butthole at 4 o'clock.
And if you ever want, maybe.
That's so gross. I'm just going to say ass. That just makes it gross.
If you ever want to see it, make sure to follow him. I'm going to follow him because. Hopefully he does another stint because I need to see.
Another
Should
thing
I just go
about
to his
Blueface?
Insta story? Maybe he... Do you think he has any up right now?
He might.
Let's see. Blueface.
Another thing about him is that like a year ago when Thadiana was popping up, my sister told me about this when Thadiana was popping off. So I guess he posted a picture of like him in front of his house that he bought with the Thadiana money. And then I guess like people grabbed him later that night. This isn't like, kind
sucks.
Of formed, but like, but I just thought it was like, I can't believe that happened so quick.
Oh my God. Okay, let's see. I'm going to watch his story, guys, so he has it up. Wait, his bio is most hated. Is he most hated?
Oh, I thought people loved him.
Yeah. Oh, I'm looking at his Insta story. So he's holding money and then, oh, I see boobs.
Oh yeah. So like that was, I also saw boobs at 4 o'clock yesterday.
And then... Oh my God, the last story is showing his analytics, and each story was open 4 million times.
Oh, he did that yesterday too when I looked.
Oh my God, so go him. Where's the bops? I want more songs.
I know, I've only heard Thadiana, but maybe, let's see if I can find a clip for you. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to find a clip, but you can picture what I'm talking about. I just wanted to mention that because I just wasn't expecting to see that, but you know.
Well, he just earned a follow from me. All right. Well, we hope you guys all have an amazing 2021. This sounds like it's the last episode. We're going to continue to post.
Oh, yeah. This is the first episode recorded in 2021.
Oh, yeah. So welcome to the new year. Thank you guys for tuning in. And head over to Lucas and Jacob if you want to join the Patreon to get the episodes early.
Yeah.
And also be involved in a monthly live stream.
For sure. And thanks for watching.
Bye.
Bye.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.